time for Off the Bookshelf on Gospel 1230. This is a program where we meet Christian authors and we talk about their books. Today's guest is a first-time guest, Kristen Hatton. The book we're going to talk about is The Gospel-Centered Life in Exodus for Students. Kristen, welcome to Off the Bookshelf.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to join you today.
Well, I'm excited to talk about this book. Why don't you tell us more about yourself?
Sure. I live in Edmond, Oklahoma. I am married to a pastor, and we have three kids. One, our daughter is in college, and we've got two high school boys. So we are in the throes of football season.
Yeah, that's great. And you and I talked about this a little bit off the air. A little bit warmer there than here, right?
Well, relatively speaking, yes. For August in Oklahoma to be in the 80s is cool. So we're loving it.
That is wonderful. Now, this book is not your first book, right? Can you tell us a little bit about your previous publications?
Sure. Yes, this is actually my third book. My first book was called Get Your Story Straight. It is for, well, they're all for teenagers. Get Your Story Straight is a 52-week daily devotional taking students through the story of the gospel and making it relevant to their lives. FaceTime, Your Identity in a Selfie World, is my second book, and that was written specifically for girls, dealing with just identity and worth, and then when we don't know our identity secure in Christ, how it leads to issues like eating disorders and cutting and comparison and feeling less than. But it's weaving in the gospel story and helping girls discern how what lies they're believing and what the truth is that they need to replace with those lies. All these books have come about because I started a girls' Bible study when my daughter was in middle school, and I just saw a void in gospel-centered content for teenagers, and I saw that they were struggling to understand the gospel's reality in their lives.
Oh, that's powerful. And a common thread for you, and my children are basically the same age as yours, even though I'm a little bit older. I started my family later in life. What's the challenge of engaging young people, whether there are students or people in our family or people in our church? What's the challenge today in 2018 of engaging young people with the Bible?
Well, number one, I think we are just so busy, and there's so much pressure on teenagers, and so there's so many things vying for their time. They think they have to be the best at everything. They have to have, you know, the grades and the athletic accomplishments and the leadership and all these things to get into college, and so church and youth group is not the same priority that it once was. But I also feel like the church has failed in the sense that we have tried to be so relevant by entertaining them to death and not giving them the word of Christ. And so statistics show us that 70-80% of the kids who grow up in church, they abandon it upon college and adulthood. But I think it's because they're not rooted in the gospel. They don't see the connection. They grew up hearing moralistic just law. And so they could get, you know, entertainment and law anywhere. So they don't stick to church because they don't really know who Jesus is for them. They're not finding their rest in his work and worth.
Now, in your work in the church and as an author as well, do you find a lot of parents, and I found this in my work as well, a lot of parents say, well, biblical instruction is for the church to do. In other words, it's the church's job to keep my kids walking with the Lord. Have you found that to be true? And if so, what's your response?
Yes, I definitely have found that true. And unfortunately, yes, the church comes alongside the parents, absolutely. But, I mean, as parents, we are the primary spiritual nourishment and leaders for our children. But I think so many adults feel insecure and don't know their worth and worth in Christ and don't really know the gospel story themselves, that they feel inadequate. And so they just kind of think, oh, if I just send them to youth group, they'll get it. And a lot of parents, I have found, don't even realize because they send their kids to youth group, they think that their kids are fine, or because their kids outwardly act good. Then they're so shocked when we find out, you know, that someone is struggling with, say, an eating disorder because it seemed like everything was good. Well, there's so much that kids are just keeping inside, and they don't know that they can go talk to their parents. They don't know really what sin is, the depth of it, just our desires and our motives. And And so, that is one of my huge platforms, is encouraging parents to be the primary person to help the kids get to the root of what's going on. I mean, just don't address the outward behavior. We got to get below the surface. So, for instance, my son was caught with a vape. And, it would have been real easy to just ground him, send him upstairs, and punish him. But I had to get to the heart. And we had to, when I realized that, like, he felt, fear that these other boys were going to judge him if he didn't take the vape, I can understand that. I can identify with that. And so when I can enter in and identify and be like, you know what? I know what that's like. I want other people to like me. And so there are times that I do things or say things trying to win someone's approval. And so then we open the door where our kids feel safe to share with us. And then we really get to the heart of it instead of just trying to change the behavior.
Powerful. Her name is Kristen Hatton. The book, The Gospel-Centered Life in Exodus for Students. And let's talk about the book a little bit, because I got to be honest with you. I totally resonate with everything you've just said. I'm not sure that the book of Exodus is where I would be taking young people, and yet you do it very effectively. Let me say that as well. So tell us a little bit about why you wrote this book, this Bible study, and why Exodus is relevant for young people.
Yes. Well, I'm thrilled that New Growth Press, my publisher, is committed to doing a whole series of books of the Bible for teenagers. That is something that is missing in the marketplace. I mean, there are teen studies, but you really can't find books in the Bible very easily, and especially in the Old Testament. But I think it's so important that kids learn how to read their Bibles rightly and seeing Jesus in all of Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. And so I've taught Exodus with my group of Bible study girls years ago, and it was really just one of those light bulb kind of moments for them, seeing how Jesus is there in Exodus and how we are just like the Israelites. Because I think it's real easy for us to read the stories about the Israelites and think, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they're grumbling against God again. But when we really get down to it, we act just the same way. And so in no other book in the Bible do I see such a clear plan of redemption that really is applicable to our story. So that's what I wanted to bring students into, to really see how this is God's story. He does come alongside us, and he is faithful to us, not because we obey perfectly, but because he has chosen us, and he is going to be faithful to us no matter what.
Oh, that's awesome. And I love the book of Exodus, by the way, just so you know. So I'm not criticizing, but to tell us a little bit about the format of the book, because it's very accessible. In other words, sometimes books in the Pentateuch can be intimidating, but you've made this, the best word I can come up with, accessible for people. So tell us about the format.
Sure. Well, thank you. Yes, it is broken into 12 lessons. I've written it so that you could do it in a small group setting in an hour's time. There are some leader's notes in the back, and it kind of follows a script in a sense. So a leader could very easily just pick it up and just start without a whole lot of prep ahead of time. Each lesson has kind of, I would say, maybe like an icebreaker to get you into the story, and you read the scripture from the Bible, and then I've written more or less a devotional that really just expounds on what you read in the passage. And then there's discussion questions and an exercise, and I really wanted it to be engaging in that way, because I feel like students do have a short attention span. They sit in school, and it has to be, I want them to be interactive. And so every exercise in all 12 lessons looks a little bit different, so that it keeps them, interested. And it's not a Bible study where they're just being taught at, but they're engaging with the text and with each other. But it could also be used, and I would love to see it used this way, around a dinner table with parents and kids at the table, or a teenager could use it just as a daily quiet time source.
That is awesome. And you include references to pop culture. Can you explain why that was important to you?
Yes, you're right. I did use Madonna. I know that was kind of more from our era than theirs. Sure. But
she made the news this week. She made the news this week.
Yes.
That. Well, because of her tribute at the VMA Sunday night to Aretha Franklin. And both Madonna and Aretha Franklin are from Michigan, but a lot of people on Twitter said that Madonna's quote-unquote tribute was very self-serving. So she was in the news this week. But anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. This is very relevant. I mean, you're a mom of teens. So again, can you unpack why that was important?
Yeah, I mean, I do want to use real life stories and, like in the case of Madonna, real, you know, things where they can actually see how we turn, like in Madonna's case, she talked about in an interview years ago about how she never felt like she was enough. She would accomplish something and then she had to do more because she never was satisfied in who she was. And it just showed so easily how we all are looking for, you know, our worth and our accomplishments and our performance and what we do instead of finding our identity in Christ. So throughout all 12 lessons, you know, I use situational stories that might happen to a teenager or the idols that we turn to. We don't bow down to a golden calf, but we certainly bow down to maybe how many likes we have on social media or what guys or girls think of us or how we look. So I definitely try to draw that out just really to make the Old Testament come alive and they see how the gospel applies to all of life.
That's powerful. Her name is Kristen Hatton. The book, The Gospel-Centered Life in Exodus for Students. And you and I are kindred spirits because we do a Bible study at my church on Sunday nights. And talking about the book of Exodus, I mentioned the scene in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe with Mr. Beaver. I explained that. I unpacked that for our group. Can you share that? That's from Lesson 8, and it's called Is He Safe? Can you explain that and why you chose that reference?
Yes, that is a story where the children in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe are wondering about Aslan, and they don't think he can possibly be safe, and he's not safe, but it's responded that he's good. And so I tied that, connected that to God. I mean, there's this holy fear that he's good, and so it's just the dualness of God. We have to see who God is. All sides of him, because if taking away one or the other, just picking and choosing who we want God to be is not fully who God is, and it's because he is just and then his mercy, and we have to see that coupled together. So, yes, that was my reference from that book.
I love it. I love that reference so much, and I was so excited when I saw that. The book is called The Gospel-Centered Life, and this focuses on Exodus. It's a study for students and student leaders. Her name is Kristen Hatton. And Kristen, before I ask you to tell us how our listeners can connect with you and get a copy of the book, tell us what kind of response you're getting and what response you hope to get from this Bible study.
Well, so far, and I'm connected through Rooted Ministry, which is a gospel-centered resource for youth ministers. And I've gotten great response back from youth ministers all over the country that got advanced copies of it, and they're super excited to go through it with their students. It just came out a month ago, so I am anticipating that groups will just be starting probably next month for the semester going through, and I'm really anxious to, you know, hear about those groups. I love when I get feedback or see pictures of, you know, students from all over the country that are using the book, so really excited about it.
That is great, and I can say that I, without reservation, endorse this and encourage people to get it. Now, you're all over social media, have your own website. Why don't you share that and tell our listeners how to get The Gospel-Centered Life in Exodus for Students?
Sure. Well, I did just see that it's temporarily sold out on Amazon. You can go ahead and order it there, and it'll be back in stock, but it is available at my publisher right now, New Growth Press. Where you can get that or any of my books. My website is my name, Kristen, Kristen Hatton, Hatton.com. I'm also on Facebook under Kristen B as in boy Hatton, and I use Instagram a lot, Kristen _ Hatton.
Awesome.
So would love to connect with any of you.
We've been talking to Kristen Hatton on the line this morning from Oklahoma, and the book is called The Gospel-Centered Life in Exodus for Students, and it's a great Bible study, and as I said, I thoroughly endorse it. It's terrific. Kristen, thanks for joining us today, and God bless you and your family, and God bless your work as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, along the way, Kristen gave you all the information that you need, and it is from New Growth Press. The great news for you as a listener is I've got two copies to give away. I'd love to do that. Give Ed a call at 810-667-1230, 810-667-1230. And if you want her contact information, talk to me. I'd be happy to share that with you as well. Kristen Hatton, The Gospel-Centered Life in Exodus for Students. Thanks for joining us today here on Off the Bookshelf.
Together, we're making a difference. WMPC.